910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump insisting that the United States should take over the Gaza Strip. Reaction from the Middle East, a resounding no from officials in Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, and some European countries. President Trump says he wants to open Gaza to private development and turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Offers for federal government buyouts have now expanded to include the entire CIA workforce. The president is expected to sign a new executive order aimed at banning trans athletes from women's sports. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
It directs federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, to enforce it. And if universities do not comply, the White House warns they could not only lose federal funding, but also face legal action. The president is expected to sign this at an event later at the White House today. And they do expect some sporting organizations, including the NCAA, to follow suit.
Police in suburban Columbus, Ohio, are searching for the person who opened fire on workers inside a cosmetics warehouse. One person killed, five wounded. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidance on merging for drivers to recognize the February law of the month. According to a DOT press release, drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge on the highways, especially when merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they're ready to signal their exit. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced his budget proposal will include $145 million to address PFAS contamination. According to a press release, the proposal would fund new grant programs and expand staffing and research. It would also exempt innocent landowners from being financially responsible for cleaning PFAS pollution. The majority of the funding will come from the $125 million allocated for PFAS cleanup in the previous budget, which the Republican-controlled legislature has not released. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a new high-tech phone scam circulating the area. According to law enforcement officials, scammers have been contacting potential victims using artificial intelligence to make the call sound like it's coming from a friend or relative. The scammers claim they were involved in an accident and need money, attempting to trick the potential victim into thinking they're helping someone they know. Officials say residents should try to verify the caller's identity if something about the call seems amiss. Superior residents near the BNSF railway facility will get larger payments from the company for cleaning taconite dust from homes themselves. According to city officials, residents who choose to clean the dust themselves will have payments increased to $400 for homes under 2,200 square feet and $500 for homes larger than 2,200 square feet. The previous reimbursement rate was $300 for both. To get the payment, homeowners will need to submit before and after pictures with their claim. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below 0.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority. majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel use AI to digitally alter a photo of his opponent Susan Crawford to make her look ashamed? If he wants to see shame, he should look in the mirror. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Things don't always go according to plan, so our interview with the mayor will now be pushed back to the 12th. So it'll be the same time, at 9 o'clock on the 12th of February. I will be joined by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. You know, as we await a Dr. Craig, I was talking about a coup, right? I was talking about our nation and what we're facing and why people are so silent. The definition of a coup, a sudden and unlawful seizure of power from a government, and that clearly is what we are faced with right now. Our government has been taken over, and I will say to you that, you know, anybody who's silent, anybody who's in a position of leadership, anybody who's out front and has a responsibility, to alert the American people to what we are really in and what we're facing has to do that. And, you know, the things that have been said, the things that we see, Donald Trump has pushed through every one of his cabinet people, as outlandish as many of them are. We saw all of them get pushed through except for Matt Gaetz, who was really extreme. Good morning, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Craig, I've been talking about the fact that our nation is in a coup. And I know it's a tough conversation to have, Dr. Craig. We as a nation have fought people and other nations where coups have taken place. We push back on those things. But here in our own government, we are faced with a coup that's in process. And maybe it may be frightening to people, Dr. Craig, but you know the definition of a coup. What would you analyze what's taking place in this country right now as?
Well, we had the first coup on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
And then the system refused to correct for that. Right, even the convictions of all of the folks that Donald Trump inspired, they were all pardoned. The legal system did not effectively prosecute Donald Trump for crimes that were straight out in the light of day and clear evidence and undeniable, except for those who don't want to believe it. And so he feels emboldened. He has a right-wing movement behind him. Project 2025 and a lot of the tools they're using were not come up with by Donald Trump. So it is not Donald Trump alone, but he's the avatar and the leader of it. And so at this point, since you've already corrupted the courts in many ways by packing them with judges that aren't judges at all, and a Supreme Court that is suspect at best in protecting the Constitution, and then you have a Republican majorities, narrow majorities in the Senate and the House that won't do their constitutional job and provide a check on a president simply abrogating law, right, which they can't do alone, for which they need Congress, and violating laws left and right. Now it's a test of the court system, not one we should have a lot of confidence in. How long will it take the courts to look at the couple dozen cases filed so far? And we can go through all the litany of what they involve. There's so much that you don't pay attention to all of the elements enough, right? So I think you're right, Earl, to talk about the big picture. And there's little ideological consistency here. We've gone from an America first isolationism, some kind of throwback to Robert Taft or Charles Lindbergh, right? To he's become a neocon, right? And now he wants to, America is going to be taking over Gaza and making it a big development project, making it the Riviera of the Middle East, and in conducting ethnic cleansing on nearly 2 million people. So it's unbelievable. And this is all out loud, all stream of consciousness. The question for resistance is simply, what is the best way to resist, right? Where are the points that can draw? And the tool we have is there needs to be massive public mobilization. We've seen it once so far, and that was the day of the OMB memo,
right,
last Tuesday, when all of a sudden the invisible government that, since people don't understand it, didn't think about, not enough people thought about when they were voting, suddenly realized, oh my goodness, my health care, my Head Start, everything else, it comes from the government, right? Even though I thought it came from my state or from a nonprofit, and so on and so forth. So that there was an outpouring on that day, and they pulled back like the child that touched the stove. But what's happened with Elon Musk right now and his 20-something minions pulling all-nighters in government buildings and violating and shredding every which rule and terrorizing our civil servants, these are people who've committed themselves to work for our government, to work for the common good. They don't deserve this. And what we're doing with the USAID is unbelievable, quite illegal. And we've saved, this is something W. Bush did. W. Bush, through his initiatives on AIDS in Africa, has saved millions of lives. And they've canceled it. People are not going to get their AIDS drugs in Africa. You can go on and on. There's food assistance and disease control just being canceled. And the way you view it, Earl, as far as legitimacy of this, Donald Trump promised we'd be disentangled from international relations entanglements, right? And the price of eggs and other things would come down. Now the price of eggs is skyrocketing, and we're talking about military adventures in the Middle East, in Greenland, in Panama, and we're claiming we want to annex Canada. I mean, this whole situation is unbelievable, but what has to happen is, I think, is a strong public popular resistance needs to build up, and that doesn't happen. You don't just turn on a switch, Earl.
You know, Dr.
So we better start getting hearts and minds. Part of what you're doing with this program.
You know, Dr. Craig, they came after me. I didn't know he was coming after me. And so now that many, and there still may be people who don't know he's coming after them. He clearly, and listen, you talked about Elon Musk. So the American Constitution, there's a constitutional crisis that is taking place in this nation, Dr. Craig, and the debt ceiling that you know is going to be coming up, those decisions aren't going to be made as they should by Congress if we can blame the Democrats. People say, where are the Democrats in this? What? And I say, Dr. Craig, where are the Republicans? This is happening on their ledger, on their side of things, and they are terrified to even attempt to push back on the Fuhrer. They're totally afraid. Even the conservatives who know what's right and who've been willing to stand up cower in the face of the Fuhrer because they don't want to lose their position. Well, Dr. Craig, my position is I shouldn't have to worry. Their worry, the elected officials' worry shouldn't be Donald Trump's going to primary me. Their worry should be what they swore an oath to protect the people and this nation. Am I, you know, in Oz, or is that the way it should be?
Well, of course it's the way it should be. So part of the issue here is, and this has been bipartisan, is careerism among elected officials. These were not supposed to be, actually, and they were not originally careers. There was something someone did at one point in their career and then returned to their regular career. And now they're such careerists that the biggest terror for them is that they could lose their position. And you saw it with Senator Cassidy. Senator Cassidy is a doctor. He knows better. No great progressive. He authored the infamous alternative in the Senate to the replacement for ACA that was so unpopular back in the first Trump administration. But he believes in vaccines. He's actually experienced as a doctor the ravages of people not being vaccinated and what the consequences are. And frankly, he clearly, if you saw in the hearing.
Yeah, he knuckled under.
Yeah, he knuckled under because he chose his career over, because they were going to primary him, and Donald Trump is very powerful, over public health, and believed assurances given to him, taking him at his word from the White House, as if those assurances are worth anything, worth a damn. And so that is a microcosm of the whole situation. And so if that's the case, Earl, just, you know, if we're not good, if all the people who are willing to actually stand up on principle, like Lynn Cheney, have already done so and already been thrown off the MAGA wagon, right, then self-interest comes in. And so the biggest self-interest for them, people are not going to throw them out because they don't know for the current what's going on currently, because they don't know what USAID does,
right?
And so they don't know the details of what kind of damage Elon Musk and his 20-something henchmen are doing, that are, you know, storming the federal buildings. And just taking over and taking also the proprietary data, including our data. But as you saw in the day, the reaction to the OMB, this becomes much more relevant when they try to pass their big, beautiful bill, their budget, which is still, they're trying to ram it through by April when Trump is at maximum influence. This is the bill that would make massive cuts to everything in order to fund massive new tax cuts for billionaires and corporations, the new Trump tax cuts, including cutting, according to the news reporting, what's leaked out, $2 trillion in Medicaid. Oh. Medicaid provides health care to one-fifth of all Americans and half of our kids. It provides the long-term care for seniors and people with disabilities we already can't afford, as middle-class or even middle-class people. That's where a huge backlash should come in, because it threatens the re-election of those senators and congressmen if they vote the wrong way.
855-752-4842. My guest, as always, is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and we've got a lot more to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, James says, how many times does Trump have to say he's never going to touch Medicare and Medicaid? Well, you know, Dr. Craig, if you could take the man at his word, and anybody who's known anything about Donald Trump in the last 40 years would know you could never take him at his word, because his word isn't worth a pile of dung. You know, Dr. Craig, let me read this quickly. On his first day in office, the president pardoned those who had violently stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in a bid to obstruct his removal from power. He then fired more than a dozen federal prosecutors who had brought charges against the January 6 rioters, a pair of moves that signal that the federal government will not necessarily punish Americans who perpetrate political violence in the president's name. The administration has also coerced corporations into giving Trump money and other concessions through tactics, threats of regulatory scrutiny. Its federal communications commission has pressured CBS News into giving regulators an unbridged version of 60-minute interview with Kamala Harris last year through the government, as though the government has a right to veto editing practices of independent news networks. But Trump's starkiest assault on democratic norms is his usurpation of the Congress's authority over spending. Dr. Craig, so as we prepare to face this uncertainty, people say, well, where are the Democrats? Where are the Democrats on this? And hey, where is the leadership from the Democrats? I will say, and I wanted to hear especially your response. The new guy who's in charge of the Democratic, what is his name?
The DNC.
Ken
Martin.
Yeah, Ken, I don't know much about him. But what are your thoughts, Dr. Craig? Can we look to the Democratic Party do they have the strength to push back on what is transpiring here? Or this is bigger than just the Democratic Party. The Republican Party must lead in this fight.
Well, The problem with the Democratic Party is that really its power amounts to its office holders, and their Republican majorities narrow in both the Senate and the House. And they have no immediate way other than filing lawsuits and holding press conferences to confront this right now. So it makes them look very impotent, right? And one problem with this is Trump is enacting what authoritarians do, showing himself to be all powerful and be able to do everything and level things. And the people avoid him because they're just mad and just want things to be blown up. Well, this man might actually be encouraging to them, though. Sober second thoughts, I don't think it'll be so encouraging, except for the bitter end MAGA base. And so that's why I think this budget they're going to try to ram through very quickly and has already started is critical, because that's a place where Republicans have an existential problem. I mean, a Derek Van Orden, you have to go very granular here, is in a very closely contested congressional district in western Wisconsin. He narrowly won re-election. The same candidate, Rebecca Cook, who raised a lot of money last time, is running again against him. He'll be a more Democratic leader if political science trends hold. And so he has to worry about voting to gut Medicaid, which means gutting Badger Care in Wisconsin, which is overwhelmingly popular. We'll throw a lot of rural people off their health care, right, and off their long-term care and in his district. And so it becomes like that. I think that this is sort of like, are you a college basketball fan? There's nothing more emotional than a college basketball team that's home court, right? And often there's like a bull rush where literally what's understood by the visiting team is you need to weather the initial storm. They're going to try to blow you off the court. The fans are going to be so happy about that you'll be down 30 points before you know it. And so that's where we are now. This is like the storm and the rage, right, where they're trying to do everything. Now, they're going to make big mistakes, which we need to be prepared to capitalize on. Let's take what they're doing right now. They're going into the federal payment system. It was an heroic civil servant who served every president since the first Bush who tried to stop them, and he was fired, right, placed on administrative leave. And so they got their hands on all of the financial transaction checks that go out to the federal government, to everyone, to individuals, to states, to nonprofits, everything. So the problem with big tech folks is they're arrogant. Look, the Chinese just embarrassed them on AI, did AI just as well with a lot less money and less computing power, right? That's what DeepSeek is. So if they mess that up and people stop getting their veterans checks or their Social Security checks or their disability payments or hospitals, nursing homes and states and schools start getting in big trouble because they're not getting their money, then that's going to be a big problem for them. So we have to see. They're going to break a lot of things here, Earl. But I think ultimately what has to happen is, and this is the only thing that really stops authoritarianism anywhere around the world, is a large nonviolent civil resistance movement. I'm not talking about a few protests. I'm talking about something sustained that puts pressure on the new Trump regime. And that is only just beginning, and how it'll take shape and what its main issues will be is to be seen. I think it may come with what's in this budget. What can come, we have to make it come that way, out of this budget they're about to try to ram through in the next 2 months.
So Dr. Craig, Sandy Williams always says it's going to take a charismatic leader. Well, do you see one on the horizon? I'm not saying that there isn't one, but one who could fill that bill to motivate the people to understand exactly what time it is. Hold the thought. 855-752-4842 is the number. Guys, hang on the phone lines. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to apply to their seasonal staff positions at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. According to a press release, the seasonal work typically begins in the spring and runs through the fall. The Department of Natural Resources is looking for seasonal workers across the state for positions like park rangers, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. Interested residents can find more information on the seasonal postings and submit their applications online. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has co-sponsored a bill attempting to abolish the U.S. Department of Education by the end of next year. In a social media post, Congressman Tiffany said parents, teachers, and local communities should be responsible for educating their children. The bill would put that responsibility in state hands. The legislation comes as President Donald Trump prepares an executive order to slash spending on the department. Democratic lawmakers have vowed to fight the dismantling of the department. The West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission has announced plans to establish a business revolving loan fund in the region. The organization has matched a $250,000 grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, making a total of $500,000 available through the fund. The Capital Catalyst Revolving Loan Fund will offer loans from $10,000 to $250,000 for local businesses in Barron, Chippewa, Clark, Dunn, Eau Claire, Polk, and St. Croix counties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late this afternoon and tonight. Could get snowfall amounts from about 3 to 5 inches by the time everything winds down tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow it will get windy with some blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing by mid-afternoon, 25. Snow tonight, 14. Windy, blowing snow, 24 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest, as always, is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's go to the phone lines quickly. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, unfortunately, Earl, this is what people voted for. They voted for meanness, vindictiveness, just plain old nastiness, vile, evil, person who doesn't give a crap about anybody but himself. And I'm hoping that he's right, that when people start feeling the pain from their Medicare benefits being taken away and Social Security being cut and veterans benefits being cut and schools being cut, hopefully they will wake up and smell the coffee. But otherwise, this is what people want, mean vindictiveness.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, I sometimes get frustrated because I hear people continuously talking about, well, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden didn't do this, and Joe Biden didn't do that, and Joe Biden, if you looked at the things he did some great things in history, and historians will talk about the great things that Joe Biden did. But that doesn't give a pass to what this guy is doing. Joe Biden's name should not even be, you and I both agreed that there were some things that Joe Biden could have done and should have done. But what this guy is doing, I mean, nobody should even mention Joe Biden. Now listen to this. CIA offers buyout to entire workforce as part of Trump takeover. Dr. Craig, takeover. So when is the last time you heard a president take over anything? It's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so the last caller said that people voted for this. Well, you don't get to vote for lawlessness, right? And I'm not sure they thought they were voting for lawlessness, but even if they did, right, you still have to pass things through Congress. You can't get rid of the Department of Education without statute because it was created by Congress and the president. We have division of powers. It's the core of our whole constitutional order. Okay, now it does require each branch to maintain the balance by checking the other. And Congress is refusing to do so because of tribalism within the Republican Party and careerism and extremism for some of them. It varies, right? A Senator Cassidy knows better, but it does it anyway, right? A Senator Collins, hearing any more of her meanderings in the hallway of the U.S. Senate is a lot to take, Earl. So it justifies him using his lawful power, but not going beyond it. But furthermore, she spoke, the caller, very well to how will people smell the coffee. I'm not predicting people will smell the coffee. So it's a great opportunity to clarify. I am saying that needs to happen. But in terms of the history of nonviolent resistance that takes out authoritarian regimes, to restores democracy, doesn't require the whole population. It actually can get started with about 0.5% of the population, and ultimately successful movements have to have about 2% of the population in motion. So we're talking about the most active people. We know 150 million people voted, 90 million didn't vote, Earl. Of that 150 million that voted, this is a small fraction of that need to get active. So my message to everyone here is that you're going to need to get involved and get off the sidelines, and some of you may already be involved, but I'm saying as much as you can to be part of this kind of movement that will be developing. A movement will develop fairly quickly. The question is how many people are involved and how effective it is. I do think you have to look at choke points in terms of power. And his big choke point is this budget. He still needs to pass this budget to give those massive tax cuts to billionaires. One thing that just terrifies me, Earl, is what he's doing with Gaza, which is, according to international law, war crime, crime against humanity, flagrantly illegal, right? Forcibly removing any population. This is what authoritarians do. They simply see everyone as their playthings. They don't have empathy, and they redraw the maps of the world and don't look at the consequences of it. And that's what they're doing in Washington right now. Let's just get rid of the Department of Education. Let's just get rid of most of the current federal employees that know how to run the programs that that help Americans of every kind across the country, and it'll be okay. Well, it's never okay. It's highly destructive and damaging. So he's showing all the symptoms of a Stalin kind of mentality, where we can just move and change history, redraw maps, just totally throw out whole government agencies, and there'll be no consequence.
You know, Dr. Craig, and before we go to the phone lines, you watch him, and it doesn't matter how relevant a question is that's asked of him. It doesn't enter. It's like there's a filter that shuts off anything that's relevant, and it goes back to, I'm in charge. This is mine. I own this country. That's the danger, Dr. Craig. That's the fear. I mean, that's the danger I see in him, is in his mind, it's his. All of this belongs to him, and the people gave it to me, and so nobody can stop me.
I watched the press conference live, so when asked about what are the Palestinians going to think about being removed from their ancestral homelands and thrown into tent cities out in the desert, and this is my description of it, just what right. do they think? He doesn't think they're going to say no to him. It's all about him. By the way, absurd. They've already emphatically said no to him. But this is very much like the Native American removal. Another thing this is like the worst urban renewal of the 1950s and 60s on steroids, right? Urban renewal by chasing out all the people that lived in a neighborhood in an area before that they designated as blighted. So remember, he comes from development. He's designated Palestine a blight in the Gaza Strip blighted areas, and he's just going to remove the population and create a resort on the on the water.
You know, Dr. Craig, what he fails to understand is the rest of the Middle East will rise up against this nation. And so they saw what Netanyahu did, and they think, well, okay, well, Netanyahu softened them up. But the rest of the Middle East is not going to sit quiet while this insanity is being spewed. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, I'm not sure exactly what should be done in Gaza.
Well, certainly what we know shouldn't be done is moving those people off their land and the United States government taking it over and making money on it. That shouldn't be done.
But right now it's a plight.
It's a plight because Israel leveled it.
Right, to get rid of Hamas.
So by getting rid of Hamas, it was okay to disenfranchise 2 million people and slaughter 40 to 50,000 people. And you know what, Gary? Hamas is still there.
Yeah, they're still strong.
And, okay, so
they're gonna continue. There's going to be a problem in the Middle East for thousands of years. That's why I'm not sure what we should do about this. I just heard about it this morning that he wants to rebuild Gaza and level it down and start all over again.
He wants the United States to own it. You left that out.
No, he said that, yeah, well, basically he was going to kind of run it. But I think he was going to invite these people back.
What do you mean you think, Gary? People. Gary, it doesn't matter what you think, okay? It's pretty clear he's the guy doing the thinking. He's the guy with the power, not you.
And then when
Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Gary's right that it's a little hard to figure out what he was thinking. What he said was that all the Palestinians would need to leave. Then they create something for everyone, this great, Riviera, Middle East.
Utopia, Riviera, utopia.
Riviera. And then all sorts of people even come back, including some Palestinians. So I think he was talking about them permanently, most of that population, and they'd probably have to have the money to afford the real estate. I don't think he was promising return, maybe something else. I don't know what he's going to say today, Gary. But at this point, that's not what it is. And here's what we know about the situation. We didn't solve the Northern Ireland situation by simply removing either the Protestants or Catholics from Northern Ireland, right? Just for example. You have to resolve the fundamental conflict here. And the fundamental conflict here is that one people in the in this land has a state and one doesn't, and one is second-class citizens. And you have to either have two states, legitimate Palestinian state, and Israel has to accede to that for its permanent safety, or one state where they have equal rights. Those are the two solutions. Right-wing Israelis have refused to follow that. Netanyahu, did you see Earl in the joint press conference sit down with Netanyahu after the press conference?
Yes.
The smirk on, oh no, it was during the press conference. The smirk on Netanyahu's face when Trump talked about removing the Palestinians. That is what the right-wing Israeli view is. It is not anti-Semitic to say that. You can disagree with a government and an ideology and still have a love for the, for people.
So because that's where he got the idea. Thank you very much for the call, Gary. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what, sir?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, the two-state solution has always been the prerequisite to solving the Middle East issue. And every time that, it's gotten close, outside forces interject and blow it up. It's difficult to watch and witness over our lifetimes. It is so unfair, very synonymous, I think, with American history and our indigenous population being treated as second-class citizens. It is wrong in every way. It's just amazing to me to continue to see sheeple now devolving into sacrificial lambs, for MAGA. When the solution, at least a big part of the solution to go forward that all of us would have supported, and that is a more equitable, a more fair tax code. Our economy in the economy does very, very well. Unfortunately, the pie slices are just heavily weighted toward the elites in the corporates. If we would just get to a place to where we can all agree that the corporations have to pay their fair share, the elites have to pay their fair share, at the same time as allowing the middle class to really drive the economy, which it's supposed to do. This top down pay to play a job creator trickle down story has come to an end, and we must recognize the truth when we see it. And what we have now is a complete takeover, and boy, are we in trouble if we don't remedy this.
Hey Mike,
Go ahead. We don't have another 4 years or 3 years to get this thing right.
True.
We have, in my opinion, weeks, maybe a few months. If we wait till certainly the 4th of July next year, when Trump is trying to key off the 250th anniversary of America with his face all over it, it's going to be way, way too late.
You know, Mike, very poignant response as always. Thank you very much. Guys, hang on. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, still on deck, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. And my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, it's always so good to have you on. As in all these years that you and I have, you know, kind of done this, man, you kind of level things out. When, you know, we panic sometimes, and you always come and with this voice of reason. Do you ever get flummoxed by these things?
Well, I'm flummoxed by this, even if I don't, don't show it, Earl. I do, but I try to figure to be a liberal, you have to have optimism, not naive optimism, everything will turn out right, but optimism that it's possible. And this is a problem of democracy. This is a problem of participation, people being involved, taking action, people doing that less, being more on their phones and social media and streaming series and less in the public sphere is partly what created a vacuum that led to this kind of this Trumpian movement. One thing is we're going to have to change the way we do business. It's not the usual tools of politics anymore. They've taken those away. Court fights won't do what they used to do, right? Legislative process, all of that is much harder when you have an authoritarian movement here and an authoritarian leader. One thing to bear in mind is, because we've done it here on the show and callers have, a lot of people on cable news have put it on the public because he won the popular vote, Donald Trump did. We really need to put a lot more on the elite, the economic elites in this country, the major corporate leaders, the 100 millionaires, the billionaires. They fund the campaigns and they're okay with this. And they don't understand how this is a threat to the golden goose, to the country that makes their prosperity, their wealth, and their success possible. So there's a real problem with corruption at the very top of this country. And those folks have a lot more influence than average voters. I know that there's My organizing director, Raphael Smith, Earl, you may know this, tells me there's some buyer's remorse among some folks in the Black community, a fairly small number, that move towards Trump, right?
Yeah, I've had conversations with them.
So that's happening, but it's much less their fault. They're frustrated. They don't see their lives and their communities improving and the life prospects they have a right to deserve. That's a lot different than what we see with an Elon Musk and a lot of the silent, not just the ones that are out front, but the silent ones who gave campaign contributions and aren't using their power. We're ultimately going to have to target a lot of these major corporations that at this point you have to think they want their big tax cuts and they're fine with democracy taking a back seat, and they're fine with undermining the whole basis for prosperity just to get another piece of a pie where they already have a disproportionate share of that pie, as the last caller pointed out.
All right, let's go to Tom from LA. Tom, go ahead.
Good morning, Earl. I want to say that I hope everyone calls their congresspeople and their state senators and maybe just tell them, since they don't want to say, you know, we need another FDR. I'm a proud FDR Democrat because nobody touches or no one learns history in this country. But maybe what they need to do is call up and say, you know what, Congresswoman or Congressman, you need to be more like Jasmine Crockett. You need to be more like Chris Murphy. You need to put a halt, which is what the Democrats are doing, to these cabinet, reservations. You need to be like these people, because that's one way we can fight back. And if you don't know what to say, then maybe pick a person that you look up to or that you like, and you tell your congressperson that they need to be more like them.
Tom, there's no question they react to phone calls, so that's a great start. Thank you very much for the call. Bill from Oconomowoc, you say what?
I'd like to ask your guest today, are we ever going to get America back? Because, first of all, the current administration, are they even going to honor the election 4 years from now? They've tossed out all the rules, all the laws, and the only laws that apply to anybody are laws that apply to people other than them. So that being said, do we have hope to salvage America, or is America just getting chopped up and sold piece by piece? What do you think? I'll hang up.
Well, Dr. Craig, I got some thoughts on it. Yes, yeah, salvageable. Dr. Craig, go ahead.
If we let them do it, they will do exactly what the caller fears. I think it'll be a new America. I don't think we're going back to an old America. It changes the whole consciousness of our country, because this shows it can happen here. So it does show that part of what happened here is that our democracy wasn't delivering enough for people. So we need to build a new inclusive democracy that actually delivers for most people, not just for the billionaires and corporations. But we can only do it by a democratic movement that overtakes and prevents this from happening and then creates a new democracy.
Dr. Craig, there's never enough time with you. Thank you as always, my friend. Hopefully the world is still in one piece by the time we come back together next Wednesday. Thank you very much. See you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank you to the listening audience. Could not do it without you. Up next, Jane Mattinier and Greg Bach Mattinier on air. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattinier and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattinier on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia all speaking out against President Trump's plan that Palestinians should leave Gaza immediately so U.S. developers can turn it into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Amman Jordan.
President Trump, interestingly, in that press conference, said that everybody he'd spoken to thought this was a great idea. Well, I think the reverse is the case, certainly here in the region. Almost everybody you hear from, with the exception of some right-wing Israelis who are in favor of occupying the Gaza Strip, are adamantly against it. We've seen phrases like non-negotiable, absurd, racist.
The Trump administration pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field immediately. The Agency for International Development has funded education, health, and food programs to developing countries for six decades. Government workers are still being pushed to resign. Those buyout offers have now been extended to all FBI personnel. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.